Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
This is Phil Arnott for community comment on KINS Radio. Congratulations to Governor Scott Walker and his recall victory in Wisconsin earlier this month. Peggy Noonan wrote a great article in the Wall Street Journal recently talking about this victory and the rights of union workers in the public sector to withdraw from the union for whatever reason. As a result, the public union members have dropped from about 62,000 to only 28,000. Obviously, there was a shift in the mood of the electorate as Governor Walker defeated his opponent by 7%. This is the third recall election in recent years, and the only one that was defeated. You may remember our recall election with Governor Gray Davis here in California. Schools have benefited from the union changes in Wisconsin by the redirection of tax dollars. Class size is smaller, and there have been no cuts in pay for the teachers. Ms. Noonan went on to comment about the importance of this race in the November presidential election. Note that President Obama did not set foot in Wisconsin to support the recall. Ms. Noonan says it isn't just the vote in Wisconsin, it's all the problems in Washington. The security leaks are another problem on top of Fast and Furious, where Eric Holder may be held in contempt by Congress. Then two top Democrats, Senator Feinstein from California and former President Bill Clinton, are questioning President Obama's leadership. Senator Feinstein says there has been an avalanche of security leaks, and Bill Clinton says extend the Bush tax cuts, along with praising Mitt Romney as a businessman. But it's not all bad. Cuba likes President Obama. Marietta Castro, daughter of Raul Castro and niece of Fidel Castro, while visiting in the United States, says she's supporting President Obama and would vote for him if she could. More and more, the new book, The Amateur, may become a necessary read between now and November. I leave you with a point to ponder. Don't you think we need a person in the White House that has leadership abilities and will move this country down the right path? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.